In the joy of this journey, right, we have to imagine that my father is, to more or less a degree, sort of anthropomorphizing like crazy, which was a necessity because if he was honest about what Charlie really felt, there'd be no book, right? You had to pick him up to take him in and out of the truck. He hated that. He hated being lifted. Would growl at you. But indeed, to get him out and to get him in, you had to lift him up and down. And not only that, when my father stayed over at some hotel someplace, Charlie, of course, was not let in the hotel room. He had to sleep in the truck. Well, for a Frenchman, this is a damn insult. You know? And for a French dog, even worse, because he made his displeasure known, so we say, in doggy ways. Little doggy editorials left here and there to tell my father exactly what he felt about crossing the country in the back of a truck with him. You know? At any rate, it's a great vehicle, though. And I love this dog a lot myself. We and I had a great time together. And there's an incident later on after they came back in which we were, which is pretty much about, and I'll shorten it for you. We were plagued by rabbits, and my father thought he was something of a gardener, which is a joke, but at any rate. And he wanted his own little vegetable garden. And the squirrels were into it, the rabbits were into it, the gophers were into it. We were feeding animals for miles around in all directions. And it only got worse because my father would go to the hardware store and try to buy those gewgaws to keep the birds and everything away. By the time he finished, the thing looked like a Buddhist temple. Not only did it not keep the animal away, it advertised the food for miles around. There's clinking and little lights flashing and all kinds of stuff. It was lined up to get more and more and more. So at any rate, my father decided that was really it. And my father was not a hunter or a fisherman who liked shedding blood. In fact, I don't remember ever hunting at all, actually. And when he went fishing, he didn't use a hook because he felt that would interrupt his train of thought. He wanted the boat, he wanted the line, he wanted to be left alone, but the fish were like, that was too complicated for him. And if something did bite it, and you have to haul it up, you give it a lecture and then throw it back. What a stupid fish, there's not even a hook. Throw it back. I watched him do this many times. At any rate, he'd finally had it with the rabbits and decided, because we all had guns and we learned how to shoot, he said, we've got to go out and get rid of the rabbits. And you go out on our lawn, there'd be like 65 rabbits sitting on our lawn in the evening, just like Disneyland. This is it, you know? So we went out, and there was quite a rabbit slaughter. Now, one thing that was really famous about Charlie is he hated gunfire. He was French. And he hated confrontation. And because he could never quite tell whether it was being aimed at him or somebody else, but he didn't like it, and he didn't like bloodshed of any kind. Well, yeah, we really decimated the rabbits out there. It was a big battle. We called it the Battle of Bluff Point. And the rabbits sort of lost, but the worst part about it was that Charlie disappeared. He'd have nothing more to do with us. He was gone. I mean, it's one thing for Charlie to disappear. As you know, dogs do. They go on little dog parades with their fellow dogs up and down the roads. Yeah. And they go off for a while, but they always come back home, and Charlie didn't come back home. And 2 days later, he still hadn't come back home. We began to worry. We went searching everywhere for this dog. And my father suddenly figured out what had gone on. He said, Charlie just had it. He was going to go find another family to live with. It was enough he'd been dragged across the country with bad bowels in a truck. Now we're shooting everything in sight. That was it. I'm out of here. And he disappeared. Well, our house on Long Island was surrounded by tule reed patches that we used to make forts in. They're great tall, you know, 18-foot reeds. And one day I'm out there. This is about 3 or 4 days after he disappeared. And I'm going down this path. And I suddenly look in this little clearing, and there's Charlie lying in the middle of the clearing. And I go to approach him, and he, for the first time that all the years I've known him, he barked and growled at me, and he showed teeth. Just let me know, if you get any closer, you're dead meat. And I'm, whoa, this is not the French dog I know. And it became a real problem. And finally, I went and got some food for him, and I brought it back, and he finally sort of led me to get a little closer and closer, and then he got off, and I suddenly realized he'd been sitting in one place and hadn't moved in that entire time. And when I got him to move, I found he was sitting on a rabbit's nest. And there were baby rabbits in the rabbit's nest. He was looking after the survivors of the Battle of Bluff Point. Ah, French. Sometimes it's good to be French. And he wouldn't come, and it was a couple of days before he'd come back home again. And from that point on, he never treated us the same way again. He thought we were completely out of our minds. And he was right. I think he was really right. Because ultimately, the fact that we'd knocked off a number of rabbits didn't interrupt their breeding program. So now we had twice as many rabbits than we did before, when they had sort of territorial and keep the other ones out of it. But I was always very stunned at that sensitivity in a dog that would look after rabbits and was so ashamed of us. He really was. Have you ever had a dog ashamed of you? It's a terrible feeling. It's one thing to be ashamed of your dog, but to have your dog be ashamed of you. You know, and for moral purposes, it's one thing you don't like the way you dress, but to be, you know, to cast aspersions on your morality. So at any rate, in respect to Traveling Charlie, I want you to think of Charlie as one of the most unique characters that I've ever met. And I think, I know my father loved him deeply, but as gentlemen love each other, you know, they sort of left each other alone. And they took walks together, but my father would talk to him very seriously about things. But Charlie was one of these characters that just never took us very seriously. We were just odd Americans, and he knew this would be over. That, you know, I remember my father said at one point, we had to put Charlie in the kennel, and he said, you know, Tom, he said, you know, knowing us is going to take the sting out of death for this dog. You know? Oh, I'm out of here at last. Anyway.